I want to go back to that report from Pennsylvania, the grand jury report about the priest abuse. 301 Catholic priests in six dioceses raping over 1,000 children over the years. I mean, just some of the examples are sickening. A priest making a boy stand naked on a bed and pose as a crucified Christ, with the priest taking photos. Numerous instances where a priest would shove his hand down a boy's pants. Report lists priests who victimized multiple children over the years, in some cases, two, three children in a family. How did the church hierarchy respond when they learned about these acts of abuse over the years? They would ask the priest if it was true, and if they said it was, priests would be commended for their honesty. They get moved to another parish. In other instances, the church would retire the priest, which would entitle them to a full pension, an apartment at whatever priest retirement home was set up. So think about that next time you drop a five spot in the basket. You have to wonder how it's possible for so-called Catholic Church leaders, from area bishops to the Vatican, to claim something on this scale was unknown to them. And speaking of the Vatican, it took 3 days after the grand jury report was released for Pope Francis to say anything, and that was only via a press release saying that the Catholic Church has to learn a hard lesson from its past. Okay, when are you going to start? We hear a lot of talk about impeachment, don't we, these days? Too bad no one can impeach the Pope.